This is Chris Whippo. I'll be reading the Rantoul Press from August 22nd to you. I'm going to start off with local news. The title is, this is a very short announcement, Car Show Set Saturday at Villas. This is from Rantoul. A car show will be held at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, August 24th at Villas of Hollybrook, Rantoul. The free community event will also include prizes, a raffle, music, and food. The villas are located at 722 Stonebridge Drive. Call this number 217-390-7188 for more information. The next article is Tri-County Players to Present a Fairy's Fairy Tale. This is from Paxton. Tri-County Players will present I Wish, A Fairy's Fairy Tale by Mike Steele at the Paxton Market Street Theater. The play will be put on by a group of 3rd through 8th graders August 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Show times are 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. The play tells the story of Cinderella's godmother, sassy godmother, played by Jordan Huskisson. When a hardworking fairy named Carol, played by Sienna Bouchard, stops by her goddaughter's college to borrow a cup of flour, a simple visit quickly turns into a complicated evening of chaos. Carol's plans to bake a batch of brownies are set into a tailspin when a bunch of silly strangers, including a door-to-door salesman, played by Cole Ostendorf, a repair woman, played by Lauren Crumweedy, a pizza delivery girl played by Ella Schluter, and more show up, hoping to have their wishes granted by the fairy godmother. Making a wish come true should be easy with magic on her side, but an accidental encounter with a fire-breathing dragon renders Carol's wand useless. To top it off, a bunch of mischievous mice, Gigi Chadwick, Liliana Manriquez, Mackenzie Witsing, and Savannah Jones are on the loose. Others in the cast include Gareth Latimer as a father needing a babysitter for his two children, Iris Latimer and Jaden Whitner, and the Fairy King played by Michael Soltis. For reservations, call 217-379-7028. And walk-ins are welcome. The next article, Rantoul Man Arraigned on Heroin Charges by Mary Schenck of the Rantoul Press. Okay, this is from Urbana. A Rantoul man who allegedly had heroin in his home that he intended to sell has been criminally charged. Levante McWilliams, age 27, who listed an address in the 100 block of Shady Lawn Drive, was arraigned Wednesday for possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance and possession of a controlled substance. The charges stem from a court-authorized search by Champaign County Street Crimes Task Force officers at McWilliams' home on August 6th, according to Sergeant Dave Griffith, supervisor of the task force. McWilliams had been under investigation in connection with ammunition found in a car on East Eureka Street in Champaign on July 28th. Champaign police had been called to a fight at that address and found several men standing outside, including one with a gun. Police arrested another man who was ultimately charged as being an armed habitual criminal. Griffith said officers found in McWilliams' home about 10 grams of heroin, a scale, packaging materials, and about $280 cash. Because of the medical issues McWilliams has, police gave him a notice to appear in court on Thursday. If convicted of the more serious possession with intent to deliver heroin charge, McWilliams faces penalties ranging from probation to 4 to 15 years in prison. Judge John Kennedy allowed McWilliams to remain free on his own recognizance and told him to be back in court October 8th. The title of the next article is Red, Red, Red. That's how last year's Fisher school budget ended due to late tax payments from county. This is by Carol Tilmany from the Rantoul Press. She's a correspondent. This is from Fisher. Fisher School Superintendent Barb Thompson relied on County Board assurance that this year's much later tax distribution to schools will not be the new normal. So as she prepared the fiscal year 2020 budget, she included an advance tax payment next June to come as income for the year. Because school districts were not paid until the new fiscal year began on July 1st, Thompson said last year's budget ended up red, red, red. The education fund alone ended up with a nearly $1 million deficit. Thompson said district was able to cover that with reserve funds and did not have to take out a tax anticipation warrant. This year's proposed budget shows the education fund $750,000 and operations and maintenance budget $437,000, both to the good because it includes both last year's and this year's tax payments. But a more realistic way to look at the education fund is to say it will end up with a $155,000 deficit if you just count one set of tax payments. At any rate, Thompson said she may rework things before the school board holds a public hearing on the budget at 6:20 p.m. Tuesday, September 17th. She was one of several school superintendents who attended the county board meeting last week. She said the cause of the late bills and the late payments was actually a lot of new staff in the courthouse and a new software system. County board members told the school officials that next year's schedule should be more like previous years. Update on life safety work. This is a sub-article within the school article. Architect John Bishop and site supervisor Aaron Blythe of Atkinson Construction updated the board on what remains to be done on various life health safety projects. Bishop said the company did yeoman's work in completing much of the project. There's never enough time in the summer, he said. Cabinetry work remains to be done in the chemistry lab and the teacher's lounge. It will be completed next month, as will the installation of both new chillers in the grade school. These units came in late, but the school will never be without air conditioning, and Thompson said she has secured an occupancy permit as construction proceeds. The next topic is teachers hired. The board formally hired two teachers for the grade school that the night before the students' first day. Rihanna Doman, or Doman, D-O-M-O-N, D-O-M-A-N, was hired to teach first grade and Miranda Drowlinger, sixth grade. Principal Jim Moxley said Drowlinger worked for the district previously, moved away, but now has moved back. A third teacher there, Tara Walters, used to work as an aide for the district, but has earned her teaching degree and will be teaching special education. Junior senior high principal John Kelly said he has one new teacher on staff, Daniel Lyman, who will teach math. Kelly also said that a teacher committee is looking at a student incentive program for good grades, behavior, and attendance. Fast Fridays that would permit qualifying students to leave school early on selected Fridays. Kelly also said he is looking into the high school becoming a National Honor Society school. Currently, students are rewarded for their academic accomplishments by membership in Beta Club. Kelly said he likes the society because it has selection criteria beyond just grades. Kelly said his school's open house is set for Thursday, August 29th. Open house is set in the grade school where Tuesday, August 20th for grades 2, 4, and 5, and Thursday, August 22nd for grades 1 and 3. And in other school board business, the board also raised certain athletic officials' pay to be in line with other area schools. And the board received the yearly Booster Club report. That organization contributed more than $20,000 to the district in the past year and $120,000 over the past five years. Club fundraisers include running the concession stand and hosting a cash bash and golf outing every year. Moxley reported former board member Mike Rice moved playground mulch at the grade school for free and that the football team members raked it out. And that completes that article. Okay, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. This is a sports article, and the title is After 8 years at the helm, Donovan resigns as Rantoul High School baseball coach. And Rantoul High School will be RTHS as I read. After 8 seasons coaching at Rantoul Township High School, head baseball coach John Donovan has resigned. Donovan will go back to his alma mater, Gibson City, Melbourne Sibley School District, to teach physical education and health. Donovan said, does not plan to coach in the near future. Donovan has plans to be an administrator in the future and will use his extra time to further his education in hope of achieving that goal. There are many coaches that work on their administrative degrees while they are coaching, but I have realized in the past couple of years that I do not have that in me. So my focus is going to be obtaining my Type 75 for the time being, Donovan said. While at RTHS, Donovan's baseball teams won 125 games, averaging a little more than 15 wins a year. Wins were not the only thing Donovan brought to the table. In his final 4 years at RTHS, the baseball team won the ABCA ABCA Academic Excellence Award. The award is given to teams with at least a 3.0 GPA on a 4-point scale. Donovan was recently given the ABCA Century Club Award, which recognizes member coaches for every 100 victories they accumulate. Coming to Rantoul was different for Donovan. I came into the Rantoul community not knowing one single person. From day one, the community has always showed amazing support in the athletic, academic, and general workforce environments. RTHS Athletic Director Travis Flessner said Donovan will be hard to replace. He's been great for our program, not only the wins, he made our young men great adults, Flessner said. Donovan has had many fond memories of his time at RTHS. When I look at the memories as a coach that come to mind, sure there are some that stand out, such as our 2012 conference championship win that started at midnight in Bloomington and our 2019 spring trip to Gulf Shores, Alabama. But I would have to say that it's more about the opportunities that I received, he said. One of the opportunities he had was to groom 13 different collegiate baseball players in his 8 years with the program. He taught physical education at East Lawn Elementary School. The opportunities to be around hardworking, talented ball players and students, great coaches that helped and supported in the efforts to maximize each team's ability levels, tremendous administrators and teachers at RCS and RTHS that always showed support and pushed me to become a better teacher and coach each year, and the supportive parents year in and year out, Donovan said. Donovan said it's more than just a coach that helps build a great program. It takes community for kids on the field and in the classrooms to succeed along with a willingness from the kids, and I think that is where my job satisfaction came from, Donovan said. It has always been a dream for Donovan to get back to his alma mater, and he says this opportunity was too good to pass up. I have always wanted eventually to get back to my alma mater in the GCMS school district and give back to the community that helped raise me, Donovan said. The Eagles will be looking for a new baseball coach for the first time in 8 years. We will post the opening soon and take our time finding the right fit. We are currently at square one in the job search, Fleschner said. He knows that finding Donovan's replacement is going to be tough. We just have to find the best candidate. He will be difficult to replace because of his leadership, Fleschner said. Donovan was satisfied with his time at RTHS and hopes for success in the future for the Eagles. Winning games is a lot of fun, but the true satisfaction came from building relationships that last a lifetime and watching students and athletes grow intellectually, emotionally, athletically, and that is what Rantoul is all about and will always continue to be, Donovan said. I'm going to read now the obituaries from the August 22nd paper, the Rantoul Press. The first one is Clara Short, that's Short, age 82 of Portland, Oregon, formerly of Gifford, died Sunday, August 11, 2019. A celebration of life will be at 2 p.m. September 14th at Gethsemane Lutheran Church on East Market Street in Portland. Remembrances or donations may be made to the Gethsemane Lutheran Church Roof Fund. The next obituary is Dan Cole, Cole. On August 20th, 2019, Dan Cole's work on this earth was finished. He was sent to meet his Savior at Carroll Hospital in Champaign, Illinois, while being surrounded by his loving family. The funeral service will be held on Saturday, August 24th at 11 a.m. at First Baptist Church, 401 Glenwood Drive in Rantoul. Reverend Danny Yeager will be officiating. Family will greet friends and relatives prior to the service from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. There will be a visitation on Friday, August 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. also at the church. A memorial service will be held August 31st at 11 a.m. At the First Baptist Church of Moline at 1901 29th Street in Moline, Illinois. The next obituary is Daniel Mowry, Mowry. Daniel Mowry, 89 of St. Joseph, father of a Fisher resident, died at 5:50 a.m. Sunday, August 18, 2019, at Meadowbrook Healthcare in Urbana. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Thursday, August 22nd, at Freeze Funeral Home, 302 East Grand Avenue in St. Joseph. The Reverend Chuck Ault will officiate. Burial will be at Grandview Memorial Gardens, rural Champaign, and the visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Thursday. Next obituary is Deborah Harper. Debbie Harper, 58, of Mansfield, mother of a Rantoul resident, died at 12:05 p.m. Friday, August 16th, at home. A private family memorial service and private interment, I'm sorry, will be at a later date at Mansfield Cemetery. Visitation will be from 2 to 5 p.m. Sunday, August 25th, at Mansfield United Methodist Church in Mansfield. Calvert Bellinghi Bruce Funeral Home in Mansfield is in charge of the arrangements. Next is Joe Brown. Joe L. Brown, age 76, of Oakwood, father of a Potomac resident, died at 7:53 a.m. Saturday, August 17, 2019, at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. Private graveside services will be held at a later date. Robeson Chapel in Catlin is in charge of the arrangements. The next obituary is that of Charles Mofield. That's Moefield. Charles Mofield, 76, of DeLand, father of Rantoul and Paxton residents, died at 4:46 a.m. Sunday, August 18th, at Carroll Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Thursday, August 22nd, at Mackie Wright Funeral Home. Interment will be at Goose Creek Township Cemetery in DeLand. And the visitation was on Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Mackie Wright Funeral Home in Monticello. The next obituary is Kenneth Zond, that's Zahnd. Kenneth M. Zond, age 71, of Fisher, died Sunday evening, August 18th, 2019 at Gilman Health Care Center in Gilman. A celebration of life will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, August 24th at Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Champaign. The Reverend Naomi Roberts will officiate. His ashes will be buried at 9 a.m. Saturday at Willowbrook Cemetery in Fisher. Visitation with the family will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday at the church. The next obituary is Richard Brown. Richard Rich Brown, age 68, of Rantoul, died Saturday evening, August 17, 2019, at home. A graveside service to bury his ashes will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, August 23rd, at Maplewood Cemetery in Rantoul. The next obituary is that of Helen Doleman, Dohleman. Helen A. Doleman of Urbana, formerly of Fisher, died Tuesday, August 13th, at home with her family beside her. Her ashes will be buried in Eden Park Cemetery in a private family service. Lux Memorial Chapel in Rantoul is in charge of the arrangements. And that concludes our obituaries for the edition, August 22nd edition in the Rantoul Press. This next article is titled Rantoul Rotary Donates to Kenya Water Aid Project. The Rantoul Rotary Club last week made a donation of $6,450 to the Esther's Well project, spearheaded by former Rantoul Township High School ag teacher Carl Birkebile. Birkebile. The Esther's Well Project seeks to teach residents of Kenya how to access water through digging other wells and other means. Rantoul Rotary Club President Wednesday Medlin said when representatives from the club went to the Champagne Club to present the check, Esther, for whom the project is named, was in attendance. For the program at the Rantoul Rotary Club meeting, Justin Brown of Rantoul spoke about how he and other members of his fraternity at Western Illinois University and around the country biked from California to Washington, D.C. The trip was to support and bring awareness about people with disabilities. The group of bicyclers stopped each day at camps designed for people with disabilities and helps to raise money for grants to camps for the disabled. Okay. The next article is titled Prison Ministry Sets Annual Banquet. This is from Rantoul. Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, a local outreach that ministers to the incarcerated ex-offenders and their family members, will host its annual fundraiser Friday, August 23rd at the Laborers International Union North American Local 703 at 108 East Anthony Drive in Urbana. The event is scheduled from 6 to 8 p.m. and the doors open at 5:30. This year's theme is The Harvest is Ripe. This annual fundraising banquet is to celebrate the lives being changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ through JITWPM. For 42 years, Jesus is the Way has been serving others in the community by ministering in the jails and prisons, as well as opening their aftercare center located in Rantoul in 1998. The ultimate goal is to bring people to salvation through Jesus while training and empowering them to become productive and responsible citizens in their communities. The aftercare serves the male population. The banquet helps to support the mission of the ministry. Guest speaker is Toy Beasley, who is employed through Treatment Alternative for Safer Communities, that's called TASC, as a recovery support coordinator. Beasley has dedicated himself to improving the quality of life for individuals who have been incarcerated and struggle with substance use issues. Seating is free but limited to adults only. For more information or to make your reservations for the banquet, call 217-892-4044. 217-892-4044. Or visit www.jesusistheway.org. The next article is called Student Staffelkey. Staffelty. It's a play on words with faculty. So the student staffelty relationship's new focus. This is from Rand Tool. Staffelty, in parentheses, staff and faculty at Rand Tool Township High School have committed to empowering students at the school as the school year begins. At the August 12th board meeting, teachers Laura Billimack and Ashley Bryan described the work of the Culture Club, formerly the Discipline Committee, to develop empowering relationships between students and staffelty. Teacher A.J. Richard, who is not a member of the Culture Club, reported on his attendance this summer at a Justin's convention that focused on empowering students. Billimack said, the discipline committee had decided to rename itself because the old name had a negative feel to it. This year, the club is launching three projects. The first is repurposing a display case near the east wing doors. It has probably remained unchanged since I have been here, said Billimack. It had vintage things in it that are lovely to look at and lovely to change to make new for our population. Three sections of the display case will be filled with student and staff recognition, information about current events, and recognition of clubs and activities. The content of the fourth will be determined by students and staffelty. A second project is intended to show teachers differently. Outside their classrooms, teachers will display three fun facts about themselves. An example Brian gave was to ask me what's on my mixtape. We want them to know us at a deeper level, Brian said. The third project is Toilet Talk. Plastic-covered flyers about school events and activities will be posted in restroom stalls. It's a great way to get kids reading about what's happening in school while they were sitting down for a bit, Billimack said. Or standing, Richard added. Billimack said the message he and other RTHS teachers took home from the conference was that empowering was about making those students feel like you, as a teacher, are on their side. Can you be a human being with these kids? Because that's what gets them to buy into what you're saying, Richard said. Board member Monica Hall asked Richard if the conference had included diversity training. Richard said the conference had focused primarily on empowering every student. It sounds like you want to connect, and that's awesome, but another teacher may need a little help, Hall said. Billimack said the club took off in an empowering direction second semester last year with the development and introduction of the five non-negotiables. The club brought in a group of students, excuse me, to identify needed changes. The students' input matched needs the club had also identified. Billimack declared the non-negotiables a success. Board member Kelly Foster wanted to know if the club had data to support its claim of success. When I say success, we don't have the data to back it, but we feel it was a success. There was a hiccup with the wording about the back and forth, but that was good. People were buying in and questioning, and we were flexible enough to change. So the overall feeling was success, but I agree we need to go over the data, Billimack said. We really were the issue, Billimack said. The hiccup occurred when parents raised the concerns that the back and forth wasn't consistently enforced and that minority students were disproportionately disciplined as a result. It was later reported that the teachers were not enforcing the policy consistently and that the problem had been addressed. We really were the issue, Billimack said. The teachers took ownership and we realized we needed to teach the kids those five things to reteach them. We had a united front. New teachers have been introduced to the non-negotiables and taken through various scenarios earlier that day. Board member Jeremy Larson said he thought Culture Club is an appropriate name and its efforts should be applauded. You are building the culture of the school. It's not a dictatorship. You guys obviously are showing compromise and are willing to negotiate. And that's the end of Rantoul Press. Chris Whippo signing off. Bye-bye.